Okay, here is coffee and chat with Scott from an Instagram video.
I'm gonna see if that thing sits still. I wanna add you in and do a video with you. Shitty connection. Let me try again. Here, cancel. Then let me send it. Try that.
There we go.
Let me invite some people. I have all new people on this one, so.
People's spilling Coke Zero all down my front, evidently. Good thing I wore a black shirt today.
My other Facebook is gone.
And I'm eating cheesy tornadoes from the choking puke.
That's disgusting. You know how many hands touch those things? You're building.
I got the COVID-nado.
Seriously. Somebody told me they got sick at Taco Bell the other day. I said, what do you got? Taco COVID?
The girl at the counter said, sir, you're not wearing a mask. I said, well, I'm not wearing underwear either, so don't fuck with me, Karen.
How stupid are they down there about the mask? Like when you go in stores, they're real stupid about it?
Nobody really approaches me.
Do they approach other people? Like, are they, like, asking people about it?
Well, I just tell them no thank you.
Yeah. Like, in New York, they were psychotic about it. Like, they're like, you can't be in here without a mask. And I'm like, yes, I can. Like, they'd say that to everyone. So everyone was convinced, like, that it was some kind of law. And if you broke that law, you were going to get the death penalty. Like, that's how they legit acted. So people were terrified to stand up for themselves. Here in North Carolina, people don't even, like, we went to the DMV. You know, like, how government buildings are the worst? At the DMV, they didn't even say anything. And then going to her pediatrician the other day, they didn't say anything. Like, nobody, everyone's still brainwashed. Don't get me wrong. People are still like, I'm going to die out here. But there's a bigger portion of non-brainwashed down here than up there.
I've already been dead, so COVID doesn't scare me.
Well, COVID doesn't exist, so you're not scared of your imagination.
Actually, I am kind of afraid of my imagination.
I was gonna say, I've met you. I know the shit you think about. Where'd you get that motorcycle?
Oh, I'm just kidding. I really didn't buy that.
Oh, you didn't?
No. I saw it. That's what kind I want.
Oh. I was going to say, don't mess with me. Yesterday, I had one of those days everything was wrong. I had $100 hacked out of my bank account yesterday. I had to order a new debit card. It's going to take like 10 days to get the $100 back. I lost my Facebook account. Just all kinds of shit. All kinds of stupidity.
I'm not even drinking a beer. What is that?
You must be having a rough day. My husband, Evan, went to the pharmacy to pick up something. So he went to the drive-thru, like where you go to the window to pick up something. At the CVS, they're doing drive-thru COVID tests. You can drive through the window and they'll reach out the window and shove the thing up your nose in the window. They had two lines for it, but the one line where they're supposed to be testing you, they were doing some kind of construction work. So they changed it where the line where you can pick stuff up at the pharmacy window, and they make it where you can pick up over-the-counter stuff, you can pick up anything at the pharmacy window, you just call them ahead of time and be like, I'm going to pick up some antacids, I'm going to pick up some Tylenol, whatever. You can just go through the window so you can be lazy and go through the window.
Yeah.
But now these COVID test addicts are getting in the same line. So he went to go through the window yesterday, he got sandwiched between two cars, he was in the line 3 hours. Waiting to get that window because of people waiting to get the thing up their nose. You can't be that sick and dying.
That'd be a hard no.
How sick and dying are you if you're waiting in line at a drive-through pharmacy to get a thing up your nose through a window? They're like leaning out to the fresh air. You know how much bacteria? There's nothing. Listen, as a nurse, setting. You had to have gloves on your hand, clean gloves after you just washed your hands. Now they're reaching out a drive-through window. Come on. They're just shoving all the outside bacteria up your nose. People are so stupid.
Oh, yeah.
A fly can land on it as they're going. You don't even know. Now we're down in the south. I've seen all kinds of bugs I didn't even know existed now that I'm down here. The shit that I'm seeing down here, come on now. Any of that shit could land on that, and they're shoving it right up your nose. Dust is falling down out of the sky. Stupid.
My COVID test smells like shit.
Well, if it starts raining while you're out there, you stupid. Acid rain falling down on your COVID test.
My stick smells like butthole.
The one up my nose and the one up my... Oh, my God. These people are so stupid. How could anyone fall for that?
Why you want to hear something
fall
scary?
For this?
You want to hear? We haven't done a live in so long, but especially since you moved.
We got to start doing them over here on Instagram so my Instagram gets going again. Because the last one had 12,000 followers. Remember we used to get Sultan on there? We had all these followers.
Oh, no.
We used to have so much fun. Now I don't even have 200 followers over here because I had to start from scratch. It's only a matter of time until they shut this one down. I might as well have fun with it until they shut me down again.
Right, exactly, right.
I'm like a... vigilante fugitive? I don't know what the hell it's called.
Hang on. Let me turn that shit down. Carl, pick up my...
I'm the kind of person that new house bill actually applies to.
There we go.
Try to shut me down. People who stop at CVS drive-thru window to shove a 10-inch swab with hydrogel, you can't detox from into their brainstem need to be shot. They can get the flu shot while they're there, too. That's like a death jab. You might as well give them that. Listen,
I can shoot them for you.
They do need to be shot because they are the dumb shits with their stupid compliance. They're the idiots. They're shoving all humanity off the cliff. They're the ones depopulating us with that's the kind of compliance that's killing us. Idiots. And they're like, oh, you're killing us because you won't wear a face. There's no, from a virus that doesn't even exist, it's never been isolated, you're too stupid nose, you won't wear a face mask, you're killing us. No, your compliance is killing us, you idiot. Some of these people waited in that line in that drive-thru for 3 hours to get a dirty swab rammed so far up there. You know how much that must hurt? You idiots.
I'm
idiot.
Going to take a hard pass on that negative. Not happening.
It's going to be a hard no here.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say no.
Here's a put your COVID test in your ass and then come talk to me. Oh, so anyway,
anal swabs. They talked about that a while back. You want to sign up for the anal test for COVID just for fun?
That's
drive through anal test. Just shove your ass out the
window. That's you're queer or not? That's what that is.
Right. That's who they're keeping around. You ain't getting populated if you sign up for the anal swab.
How far can you take it?
Right, that's how, if you don't want to get depopulated, then sign up for the anal swab. They'll keep your ass around. They're like, hey, he likes it. You stick around.
Let's see if
it's a lot more fun talking.
Believe this or not?
Talking about truth stuff with you. Oh, I gotta rub my face now. Oh, don't touch
believe this or not? Be a television commercial.
What is it?
I'm going to be in a television commercial.
Get out of here. For what?
For my chiropractor.
Oh, that's awesome. Like as one of those positive, like, testimonial kind of things?
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's to help boost his business. He's helped me out a whole lot. I've actually been sleeping, and, it doesn't feel like somebody's jabbing a railroad spike in my neck every time I try to turn my head. He asked me if I would do like a, it's going to be a split screen. Like there's going to be pictures of my x-rays and all my rods and screws and shit in my back. And, I'm just going to say some cool things like, look, this is what,
what you're seeing on this side is actually my x-rays, my back, my neck, blah, blah, blah. And before I started the consultations here, you know, I couldn't sleep. I was in constant pain, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, if his treatments work for me, I guarantee they're going to work for you type thing, you know?
Right. That's awesome.
So, yeah, he asked me if I minded doing that. And I was like, no, dude, not at all. Not at all.
I've been thinking about, like, how I knocked my one shoulder out of place. Then, you know how, like, once you start favoring one side, then you start overusing the other side? Now my other side is starting to hurt. And now, like, I kind of favor both of them, so they're both getting weak. So I've looked up, like, PT exercises, and when I do them, they feel better. But then when I don't do them, they start getting weak, like, where if I overreach, they hurt, and I'm like, I started following this one chiropractor on Facebook before they booted me off. Now I'd have to find them again. They were actually in Oklahoma, but they had a huge following. And she had one video that went viral that was how to clear your sinuses. But they were awesome. And the thing is, that's another thing. Like mainstream medicine, it's rare to get them to recommend. Hey guys, hopping on. It's rare to get them to recommend. Chiropractors to you because they feel like everything else should be gone through first, like PT and shit, like injections and stuff. And chiropractors usually will fix you, you know.
Yeah, you need to find one there where you're at, man, and just start going to see them.
Yeah, I know that
for real.
For me, just get me back into alignment, and then I can do a little strengthening. Because I know that they just got weak. Because you start favoring one, then the one gets sore from being overused, and then you just stop using them so much, and then they get weak. That's what happened.
Listen, I was so jacked up. I didn't realize how bad a shape I was really in until I started seeing him. And for like the first 2 weeks, I was seeing him almost every day. I saw him every day for a week solid. Then I was coming every other day. And now I don't have an appointment again until the 20th of October, but, you know, he was popping my neck, and, like, each time, each side of my neck was popping, like, 20 times on each side. And I'm like, oh, and this is, like, every day. I'm like, oh, my God, man. But I'm telling you,
I showed you the... Even.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Did I send you the pictures after the first visit of my back, what it looked like?
Yeah. It's crazy.
It looked like I had road rash, man.
Yeah. It looked painful.
But he's got this, it looks kind of like a butter knife, but it's thicker. But it's not really serrated, but it's just like, you know, sort of rounded or whatever. And he puts, he puts some smelly crap on my back, and then he just starts raking that tool up and down, and it busts loose all that scar tissue.
Yeah.
And I swear I don't have any feeling on my skin at all. But I'm telling you, he was raking that shit so hard down me, I could feel it underneath my muscles, and I was like, oh my God.
Thinking they're going to shut my regular Facebook down because I'm Shadow Man, but I haven't gotten any Facebook jail, so who knows? You can't trust social media anymore. That's why I'm like, we just got it back in the... Remember back in the day when my big Facebook got shut down and then we just said fuck it and I didn't go back on Facebook and we just went hardcore on Instagram and every single day we did a live video and like it was just making money and I was making a ton... Every cent I made was on Instagram. All the customers, everyone came from Instagram. We were just solely Instagram and YouTube, and I just didn't even go near Facebook because they just pissed me off so bad. I didn't want anything to do with them. And I went live on Periscope every day, and I'm like, I don't know why I'm even... I mean, I know a lot of people are on there, and that's why I'm doing it, but sometimes I'm like, I don't know why I keep messing with them because they just irritate me, you know? Oh, I got the circle of death. But I get there's like a ton, you, like when you're speaking out truth and stuff, you want to reach all the stupid idiots. and all the sleeping idiots are on Facebook, so you kind of want to stay there, but Facebook just pisses me off. They've been playing these games, like all the people that are just now suffering from all this Facebook jail stuff, they don't understand, like those of us that have worked online, we've been dealing with this crap for 10 years of this. I mean, it's been getting worse, but oh my gosh. We've been shut down, jailed,
like, okay.
Screwed with.
And?
iPad, this is, I had six Facebooks logged in. I had this one app where you could log in multiple social medias. I had six Facebooks logged into it, all with the same name and same profile picture at one point, because at one point you didn't get caught doing that. They disabled all those one by one, not all at the same time, but one by one. Then my main one got disabled. Now recently I've just got three of them disabled over the course of like 6 months. All off different areas for different reasons. You just, hey, you can't, but this, my big profile, this was related to, losing this one was related to this House Bill 1154, like that nonsense, because they think I'm a conspiracy theorist. They tried to shut you up, because you know how they shut my last Instagram down, too. They were connected. Jerks. Like my oldest daughter used to say when she was little, when she'd get mad, she'd say, "When you grow up, you're going to work at the jerk store." Like, Facebook is the jerk store. You're the same. Did you lose a Facebook? I'm still on Facebook, just I'm incognito. I have a fan page in my name. Oh, there, he got cut off. I have a fan page in my name.
So we'll end it there, and I will see you on the next episode.